Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo!
Good morning, Daniel.
How are you this fine Saturday morning?
Well, I am doing good. I can't exactly hear myself on the headphones.
Yeah, fix that, Brad. Fix this over here. Thank you. There we go.
Yeah. Now I'm better.
It feels weird. You know, why would we have to hear ourselves to talk? Like, if we're out in the street somewhere, we're just talking. So we don't need the headphones on. We could just talk. But then if you talk on the radio, you don't have headphones that you can hear through. It's like it throws your whole game off.
Really, it's the whole thing.
It is.
You can't do it. You can't do it. But I'm good. I'm nervous about tonight.
Yes.
I don't have great feelings, especially now that we know that Jordan Jones won't be playing. That's a pretty big blow to this defense.
I would say my level of confidence is maybe zero.
Yeah. On a scale of what?
Yeah.
Because if you're going back like -5 to right. Zero's not bad.
No, Vegas says -6.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not overly optimistic, and I do think, you know, Kentucky's won, what, 3 in a row against South Carolina?
Yes. The seniors on this team have never lost to South Carolina. South Carolina's seniors have never beaten Kentucky. That sounds absurd.
It does sound absurd.
When you're talking about South Carolina.
I do think they are a better team than they were the last couple of years.
Yes.
South Carolina is.
Well, and there was some talk on this radio station right here, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, with Brad Edwards, who covers college football for ESPN. He mentioned that he thought maybe South Carolina, you know, was an up-and-comer, and then Dari Noka. I mean, they don't even mention Kentucky. They're not even like it's going to be a game. He's like, I think Georgia's the class of the East. I really like Tennessee. And then, you know, South Carolina might be right behind them.
Do you remember before the first two games of the season were played, and if we back it up into, like, July, where all those same people were like, you know, who's the dark horse in the East?
Mm-hmm.
Those them Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah. And then they played EKU and Southern Miss unimpressively. And now it's like, same old Kentucky.
Yeah.
I do think they'll step up today. I just don't feel like they're going to get run over.
Do you get the sense that maybe this team is one of those that kind of plays to the level of who they are playing? And maybe when it's a big game, mm-hmm. they make some more big plays or something like that.
It could be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to think that because this team does have more of a maturity level to it. There are older players. Mm-hmm. So you would think at this point they wouldn't be like that.
Right.
But you do see that with, like, Cal's young teams sometimes where they are not necessarily blowing teams out. That they should be,
yeah.
You know, because they're not used to it. This team, I don't think they should be that way, but perhaps they are.
It's so hard to tell because of the first two games.
I know.
You just don't have a full read on them yet because they're not last year's team offensively. They finally let, Eddie Grant finally let Steven Johnson play his game against EKU where he had, you know, limited him, apparently, against Southern Miss or... Or are they not showing their hand? Or I just can't figure it out yet. And then the thing with the game of going to Southern Miss. Okay, they beat you last year, so you should have some revenge factor. Well, Southern Miss makes a stand because they're at home. But then the EKU thing. Okay, so it's EKU. So 2 years ago, they took you to overtime and almost beat you. So you should be up for that game. Well, maybe it's because it's EKU. My gosh, you're going to South Carolina. You have to have had a great week of intense practice and super focus as you go down there, I would think.
Yeah.
But
this offense really is a lot more different than I thought it might be without Boom and Bidet.
Yes. It is much different. I have to show Mary Jo a picture that I just found on Twitter from College Game Day at Louisville today. And it is... little risque picture of Katina Powell blown up.
Can I just tell you what my favorite is, though? I don't know if you had game day on before you came in, if you were watching it.
No.
But they did this segment with Marty Smith.
Oh, boy.
On who tailgates, who has the better tailgate, this group of Louisville fans or this group of Clemson fans, right? Mm-hmm. So he's running in each tailgate had 45 seconds to show why they were the best and what they had, right? So they're running around like crazy in between these two tailgates.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there is one Louisville fan, who will not leave the camera alone and is just following wherever the camera goes and holding up his sign of Mark Stoops in the Kroger uniform. And I just kept thinking, do the people at home who are not from Kentucky, do they understand what he is jamming down their throats right now?
No way. There's no way that the rest of the country understands that Kentucky renamed the stadium to Kroger Field and that's Mark Stoops, the head coach.
No way. But I was dying. I was laughing so hard because he just wouldn't let it go. Just wherever the camera was, he's throwing the sign.
That's what that was in response to, without a doubt. That picture I showed you, because it's not a real sign. It's a Louisville fan, and he's holding up like Katina Powell in lingerie. So that was, photoshopped on there. But that's got to be what that's in response to. Yeah. Gosh, so they're trolling Mark Stoops. I mean, Louisville has its day against Clemson, and you're worried about Kentucky? What does that say about you? I guess they're mad because there is that stripper pole tailgate photo, video that just, it will never die. And then last week you had some girl take a garbage bag shot.
I mean, I wanted that. When they went through the Louisville tailgate, I was hoping
that someone would do that.
But they didn't.
That would have taken them over the top. Especially if you could have dug up.
That is so disgusting. The stripper. I thought that wasn't real.
and then it was.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it just can't be, right? Like, that can't be real.
Man.
But it was.
That's a big game for them today. I don't know. I think they could win that game today.
I kind of do, too, because everyone is talking about Clemson's defense. Tim Tebow this morning said most NFL teams are jealous of Clemson's defense. Mm. Yeah. I always hate that. Oh, who could Alabama beat? Jacksonville. Right. It's that whole thing. And probably, yeah, they could. But, I don't think every NFL team is
like even the worst
coveting Clemson.
Yeah, even like the worst player who starts on the worst team in the NFL was a star somewhere before.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference in talent level at each 11 positions on the field, it's huge.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Alabama might have 5 NFL players on offense, but they don't have 11, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That should end the argument every time. The NFL team has 11 NFL players starting. Your college team doesn't.
Yeah, think how many college stars just don't make it in the league.
Right.
I mean, just don't.
Yeah. No, I think Papa John's is going to be rocking.
Yeah.
Night game. They've had all day to take garbage bag shots. I mean, they will be ripping and raring to go. And Lamar Jackson. And you've got a rookie quarterback for Clemson.
He has played really well.
Yeah.
Through the first two games.
He has.
He's been everything for them. Because that... I've not been impressed with their defense.
Is Jair Alexander playing? Do you know?
I don't think so.
See, that would help.
Yeah.
To have him covering some guys and that rookie quarterback throwing. Because I think that's what's going to happen is the Clemson's QB is going to make some mistakes that could turn out critical and turn it for Louisville. It's just unfortunate that today could be a huge day for Louisville. And Kentucky, I think, is probably not going to beat South Carolina. It just doesn't look favorable on
it. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
They could.
Sure.
But South Carolina is going to be rocking.
Yeah, and that stadium is pretty. I mean, it's a raucous environment when you get in there. And they've had, some poor seasons recently. So for them to start 3-0 and get that Kentucky monkey off their back, I just think it's going to be lit.
And it puts them at 2-0 in the East if they do this.
Mm-hmm.
So now, with kind of the beating up on each other in the East, their biggest obstacle, if they could beat Florida and Tennessee or Georgia, you know, then they're looking at a possible championship game.
So I mean, listen, Missouri is not a good measuring stick because they are not a good football team. But
better than EKU,
but
though.
They can score. Yeah. Right? They can't stop anyone, but they have a good offense. And at home, South Carolina held them to 13 points.
Yeah. Well, then NC State is not Southern Miss.
Yeah.
So they played better competition. The game's a sellout. It's a blackout. It's their home opener. The seniors have never beaten Kentucky. Yeah. And the fans are juiced. See, both teams are 2-0. South Carolina's played better competition and looked better against it in going 2-0.
And has a win in the East.
Yeah.
You know,
Kentucky's played weaker competition and hasn't looked good. So still six. I'm actually surprised it's not 10. So many good games. That game is going on at the same time LSU is at Mississippi State,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which, I mean, that's going to tell us something about Mississippi State. They've looked good, but they haven't played stiff competition.
Mm-hmm.
If they can knock off LSU and Stark Vegas,
right?
Then you've got the Clemson-Louisville game on at the same time. So those are the three that I'll be jumping around to. Of course, our game will, you know, front and center. It's not enough for me to break out the second TV. It's not enough to do that. It's not like the World Series is on and the Cubs are playing in it. Not that big, but I'll flip around. But DirecTV, do you have DirecTV,
yes.
right?
Yes, oh yes.
I don't know if you've discovered this feature yet, but so the select button that, you know, select this channel, whatever. It has the four arrows around it, up, mm-hmm. down, left, right. The up arrow, if you press that, it brings up a grid right front and center on the screen. And on that grid is a place for 9 stations. Do you use that? Do you have that? Yeah. I mean, that thing is amazing. So you go in and you just set your stations. So mine go, you know, ABC, CBS, Fox for the network games, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, SEC Network, CBS Sports Network. And then if I just click the little up arrow, just like that, I can choose among 9 stations with college football on it right now.
And you know, and it's like a little mini red zone because you know where the commercial breaks are.
Yeah.
You can see if a team is in scoring, you know, position. So it's, it's very cool.
And you can just select.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pick. If you want to go to it, just go. Yeah. It's, I don't know what that other company is doing with their cable. But it's not that.
381-1313 if you want to jump on here and talk about the South Carolina-Kentucky game. Or perhaps, I mean, I know it's, you know, been out of, you know, your minds for a little while. But if you do want to talk about Sam Bradford's performance on Monday night, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have about it.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you what.
But now he's hurt again.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Is
he
not going to play?
Well, he's questionable.
What's the deal? Shoulder?
No, Dan, it's his knee.
His knee.
For God's sakes, the one who's, he's had two, it's been surgically repaired twice.
Mm. He made one of the throws he made. They were raving about his throws, which they should have.
Yeah.
But before they even went, wow, what a throw. When I saw the throw, I went, oh my gosh. When they show replay and where he releases the ball to where it's placed, I mean, it is unreal. Yeah. There are maybe like a handful of people in the world who know where to throw that ball and can do that.
Yeah.
It was, you know the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just.
Yeah, he played amazing.
Yeah. His arm accuracy is something else. But today on the show, we're going to talk to Wandale Robinson's Diddy. Dale Robinson, a former high school football star himself. And Wandale is, of course, having another great season. He had a great sophomore season. He's now a junior. He plays for Western Hills High School in Frankfurt.
Remind us of all the offers he has at this point.
Kentucky, Louisville, Purdue, Cincinnati, I believe. Those four. But Purdue, UK, U of L for sure, I know. Purdue, because the Brom boys are up there and were aware of him at Louisville. But he picked that stuff up in the offseason. So when he went to these camps, they're like, oh, because he isn't, I mean, he can't be more than 5'6".
He's not big.
Well, it's funny when you see, like, Wandale's dad is a shorter guy. He's not a big, tall guy. He's big. He works out. He's fit, but he's not, you can see where Wandale gets his height.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, Dale Robinson's brother, is Roni Robinson, who was also a star at Franklin County back in the day, basketball and football, and he's huge. He's a big guy. Well, his son, Anthony Robinson, was a star at Frankfort a few years ago, and now he's at Western Kentucky. But he played quarterback, defensive end, tight end. He was a beast on the basketball court. So it's just funny to see big old Roni and little Dale. And then when you put their sons next to each other, it's big old Anthony and little Wandale. So it's just funny to see that. But they, what an athletic family. My goodness.
Brad said Syracuse has also offered Wandale.
Wandale ain't going to Syracuse.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to go into broadcasting when he's done with football. And then, you know, that's one of the better programs in the country. And it's a golden ticket to ESPN to work there. And Syracuse is a farm system for ESPN. We know this.
Absolutely.
They're all there. Even more than Northwestern. I mean, Syracuse places them all right there. Because ESPN has got that East Coast bias thing going on. Like, you don't have to be great to work at ESPN. You just need to live up there in the Northeast and know the right people and work in this business.
So are we going to talk today about the ESPN thing that led to the Clay Travis thing yesterday?
Oh, what did Clay Travis do?
Oh, you haven't?
No,
oh,
I'm not familiar with what he did.
Oh, well,
I personally think Clay Travis is a...
Yeah, well, you're going
to... I'm not going to cuss, but
this is not going to raise your opinion of him. I'll explain it during the break, and then we can decide if you want to talk about it.
I do have, of course, we have tons to talk about with this UK-South Carolina game. And some stuff to go over from last week, too. And we'll do that, and then, as I said, we'll talk to Wandale Robinson's dad. Well, actually, in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him at 10:30. So, Wandale had 3 touchdowns last night. Look good. They beat Frankfurt, their rivals. So we'll talk to him. And take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Clare. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Clare at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever senior LPGA championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSPets.org.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, you know, to keep people listening, we could get into this and just do it quickly because we've only got like less than 10 minutes before we call and talk to Wandale Robinson's dad, and then we'll be so football oriented for the whole show. But you know, people do turn into sports radio so they don't have to listen to the stuff. But so much is happening in sports that's
stuff. Yeah.
Like this week, it began with Beth Mowins becoming the first woman in history to broadcast an NFL game. She did a Monday Night Football game. Rex Ryan did not help her performance.
No. Rex Ryan is not good in the booth.
No.
Not yet, anyways. He's, I mean, that can get better with time. But of course, like, the big story out of that was the Sergio Dip dude.
Oh.
Who I didn't see it till the next day.
Oh, I saw.
Because I went to bed right after the Vikings game, so I didn't see it till the next day, and then I watched it, and I was like, this is what broke the internet? Like, I just didn't think it was that terrible.
Oh, you're kidding me. I was mad. I was upset. I'm not kidding you. I was like, this drives me crazy. There are people out here with dreams to be on Monday Night Football and get to this point in broadcasting. And you let this guy, I mean, I could think of 10 friends who are more talented than this guy. You put him on the spot. In that spot. And so my mind goes to, well, I'm guessing he, because of his accent and his name, Sergio, I'm guessing maybe he works for ESPN Deportes. And sometimes they insert ESPN Deportes people on the
main.
Which
he does, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he does. And so now you're asking someone who English is not their first language. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but when you are a broadcaster, it helps to be a master of words like a Howard Cosell or a Bob Costas. You don't have to be that to be on the sidelines. But I'm just saying, when you're trying to put words together, and especially in a pressure situation, if he weren't able to fall back on Spanish, his native language, mm-hmm. I'm sure it would have came across much smoother.
And it would have rolled off his tongue. And even if he felt nervous, he could have joked it off or something.
Yes.
And then they never went back to him again.
Because of that. I mean, he's like, and there he is on the field, the coach, on a big night for him on this night, his first night as a football coach. So much diversity helps him coach, defensive back coach, quarterback coach, and it's a big night.
Having the time of his life. You forget
that. That's it. Having the time of his life. Now, all right, so I can forgive Sergio. It's not his fault. I blame ESPN for putting him in that situation and then not having someone more accomplished on your opening night, Monday night football game across so many platforms, the world.
Yeah.
That irks me more than anything, is there's so many people who bust their butts. Like, yes, the job is fun, but it is not easy to get it, and it's not easy to get through it. And, I mean, I was talking to somebody last night. I mean, they had to work in Gulfport, Mississippi for several years, and not that anything's wrong with Gulfport, but when you're from Lexington, that's not ideally where you want to go. Or Fargo, North Dakota, just all these places. You sacrifice things. It's not easy. The hours are horrible. And so to get there, it takes a lot. And so that's what upset me about that. I wouldn't even plan it on talking about Sergio.
Yeah. Rex Ryan was horrible.
He was. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And Beth, I don't know. Maybe it is because she's a woman. I'm not a pig, I swear, because I'm sitting there and the game comes on and she's on. And when she comes on, my wife goes, oh, God. I mean, she didn't want to hear her either. And I don't know what it is. I don't have anything against her. I don't think that she does a bad job. I don't know. I just don't really. When I hear her doing a game, I'm like, eh.
I think in general we are all more critical of women doing that because there's not, you know, there's not too many male play-by-play guys that you're like, ugh, well, I'm not gonna watch this because I don't like Mike Tirico.
Right.
I just don't, you know, that doesn't happen. And
I'm trying to think of one, and I can think of a ton of color analysts, but like a play-by-play guy that I don't want to listen to, I can't think of one right off.
Yeah. And Beth Mowins earned it. I don't think that she wasn't just given, she wasn't just someone they picked off the street. Like, she's been calling games forever. Yeah. She, you know, is accomplished and stuff. So, but, you know, but I understand. Okay. Now the phone lines are blown up, Dan.
Right. Okay. So quickly, I do think it was a good moment for sports broadcasting, that Beth did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it doesn't have to be female. It just has to be about being good. It can't be based on looks for me. Because, like, Michelle Tafoya is amazing. I think she does a phenomenal job. I don't care for Erin Andrews. I just don't. Doris Burke does a great job. She could do play-by-play. I would have a easier time, I think, listening to her. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But so then there's Jemele Hill. So she has her political opinion that she puts out there. What was it? Was it just she just said, not my president?
No, she called him a white supremacist.
Okay. Which, I mean, have his actions not suggested that? So I don't think that's out of left field. But because she's a national television host, I mean, they have a show every day at 6 o'clock on ESPN, the biggest sports network. Mm-hmm. In America, then I don't think she can say that and then just allow it to go on. I mean, they can't, as an employer, I would say, look, we're not going to allow you to alienate our audience by spouting your political opinions.
Yes.
If you want to have a political opinion, go get a job where you don't host a national TV show at 6 o'clock when we depend on ratings and viewership without bias. So have your opinion on sports. So in this case, Yes, Jamel, stick to sports because that's your job. She can have her opinion, but you have it, you know, working at another job. So I don't know if they should fire. I wouldn't fire. I mean, goodness gracious, Ryan Russillo was naked in somebody's room in Montana. I mean, he still got a radio show, so and she shouldn't be fired.
And I do think that the on the flip side, and I don't think she should be either, but, you know, Curt Schilling did get fired.
Yes, he did.
For expressing his political views.
Hank Williams Jr. got fired from Monday Night Football's opening theme song because of his opinions. He compared someone to Hitler. Did he compare Obama to Hitler? I think he might have. Hank Williams Jr.
That's a stretch. Yeah. I don't know how you connect the dots.
Well,
there,
that's how far we've come.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's anyway, I don't think she should be fired. But then, okay, so then I saw a tweet last night as I'm searching through for high school scores and stuff. And I see that Kyle Tucker has tweeted something like, if you ignore the clown, he becomes a sad clown. So I'm like, what is he talking about? And then you told me about Clay Travis. That had to be what Kyle Tucker was tweeting about.
Yeah, and Jeff Drummond, our buddy too, he put on Facebook, trolls are undefeated in this country because we always give them what they want. And so Travis from Outkick the Coverage, and most Kentucky fans are familiar with him because he takes jabs at Kentucky fans all the time, especially basketball.
Right. He's based in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He had a local radio show, and now he has a national radio show.
Yes. And at one time, you know, he was a funny writer. Mm-hmm. You know, like his stuff would irk you sometimes, but you'd read it. So he went on CNN had him on yesterday to say, you know, to talk about the Jemele Hill situation. And he goes on to say that he is a staunch supporter of
the First Amendment. Yeah.
And that the only two things that have never let him down are the First Amendment and boobs.
Are we even allowed to say that word on radio?
Yeah.
Are you?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's a boob. You know?
So,
I mean.
I really don't even want to lend it credence. Because that's
right.
Exactly what.
But then you told me he's like tweeting about it and is getting all kinds of attention. And then CNN had invited him back.
Right. But then he screenshotted a picture of CNN canceling.
Right.
That
Which
interview.
Is the, I mean, I guess if CNN wants to go all the, I mean, they're kind of all the way in the toilet anyway. But I mean, to keep going into the, you might as well just keep going if that's what you're after. It's clear that you're after ratings and, you know, your ethics in journalism don't matter as much as they used to. So if you're going to do it, well, might as well. I mean, ESPN invites LeVar Ball every week. Doesn't he have a show now? I feel like he's a regularly scheduled guest on the Stephen A. Smith show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to do it and go in the toilet, you might as well just do it and make money off of it, I guess. But if you're trying to build back your credibility, then yes, you should not allow him a platform again to say that the two most important things to him are the First Amendment
and
boobs.
And he kept going on with it. And I'm sure part of it is because Brooke Baldwin, the host, she was flabbergasted. She couldn't believe what he had said.
Right.
So she kept, you know, mentioning it like, am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah.
And so he's just the worst, you know. And I just think sometimes people anymore are just saying things so outlandish and they don't even truly, you know, it's not even their true beliefs. They're just trying to have people talk about them, which is what I think this was in this case.
And here is like I told it to you off air, there's this dichotomy with women in sports. So on one hand, you know, there are female journalists in sports, like actual journalists, working, writing, digging, investigating. There are broadcasters. Sometimes are journalists, but entertainers, but still broadcasters. And you need to take them seriously. Be able to take them seriously. We're definitely more critical of women in sports. But then, if you have Chris Devoda in the winner's circle at a NASCAR race at Talladega, and she's interviewing, you know, Kyle Busch, right behind Kyle Busch is like three girls in Monster Energy bras, you know, flashing their boobs in the camera. So what, I mean, how's Krista supposed to respond to that? Because that's a dichotomy. That's absolutely two different things going on right there using women in sports. So that's sometimes difficult to get around. And then someone reminded me here on Twitter of Kyle Whittingham, Utah's head football coach, who said to Shannon Spake, "Nice leather pants," after the interview, just kind of looked over, "Nice leather pants."
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tough thing to break through. There's no doubt. Now, Clay Travis, he's just trying to get attention. But, yeah, it's a tough deal to break through. All right, we are 5 minutes late to calling Wandale Robinson's dad. And do we have Hal on the line? All right, Hal, I'll tell you what. Do this. Call back at like 10:50.
We're so sorry, Hal.
We are sorry, Hal. We got off on this thing, and it got off the rails. And it took its own life. And now we're late to talk to Wandale Robinson's dad, and we have to talk to him. And we'll talk to you too, Hal. Just give us a little time here. Call us back, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, no. I broke my iPhone.
Experiment can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Need replacement windows or siding? Call 888-4-CHAMPION now and save thousands of dollars with Champion Windows. Call today and receive 30% off windows and 25% off siding and roofing. Call 888-4-CHAMPION or stop by the showroom at Old Todd's Road, the only place in Central Kentucky to get genuine Champion Windows.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, Mary Jo, last night I went to Frankfort Western Hills game, and I was there, and I turn around, I look back, and I'm like, oh, well, there's Wandale's dad right there. Let me just get a shot of him, you know, and he's kind of smiling, laughing. My thought was, when Wandale rips one off and goes for a touchdown for like 85 yards, which he did.
Right.
I'm going to show a shot of his dad laughing like, they can't stop my boy. You know, that was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up not being able to stay long enough to see Wandale get an 85-yard touchdown. But I go up to Dale and say, hey, you know, would you be willing to, you know, talk on the radio? And then right next to him, somebody else is kind of talking to me and says something, and then he says, yeah, I'm Roni Robinson. I'm like, oh, well, Roni, yeah, your kid Anthony, you know, was a star at Frankfort, and then Dale goes, well, it's all in the family. I was like, oh, so y'all can. He's like, yeah, we're brothers. I'm like, oh, my God. How did I not know that you two were brothers? I couldn't believe I didn't know this. So that was fun. But now we welcome Dale Robinson to the show. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good, good. That was some game last night, huh?
Yes, it was.
They won, was it 46-14?
41-14.
Wandale had touchdown runs of 4 yards, 13 yards, and 85 yards. So he had a big game again.
Yes.
So when did he first have the football in his hands, and when did you kind of first notice that Wandale was going to be something special?
5 years old.
5 years old. That's what it was, huh? Now you.
It was like he literally used to throw the football and catch it in the house and all tumble all over the furniture, and his mom used to go crazy. But I used to be like, listen, let him go. Like, he's having fun. That's what he was born to do.
Well, now, how is this, you know, I know he's still got the rest of his junior year and his senior year, but how has the recruiting process been for you guys?
It's been pretty good. We've been having a lot of fun with it. Like, we're just enjoying the process. You know, we're not taking a lot of things too serious. We're just having fun and enjoying everything that comes our way. We are very grateful for it.
Now, remind us of your playing days, because I get it mixed up. I can't remember where, if you played at Frankfort or Franklin County.
I played at Franklin County, and I played quarterback there for since I was a freshman. I started since I was a freshman. Then I ended up going to Western Kentucky and playing football there with Willie Thacker.
And then your brother, Roney, how far apart are you guys? Were you teammates at Franklin County?
Yeah, he played 2 years ago. The first year he played for me, he played with receiver. Next year he played running back.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, this is one athletic family. I mentioned this earlier at the top of the show, in case people didn't hear it, but you and your brother, Roney, you have Wandale as your son. He had Anthony. Uh-huh. Anthony was a star at Frankfort, and then Anthony is now at Western Kentucky. He's a redshirt freshman defensive end for the Hilltoppers. So, I mean, you guys got to be enjoying watching these kids.
Yes, I also have a niece that plays basketball at Western Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's unreal. What were your teams? Like, who were your teams when you're in high school at Franklin County? Like, who are you rooting for? I mean, do you go to Commonwealth Stadium and see Kentucky play? Did you do that, or were you
I went to a few Kentucky games, like, but I really was more like a Oklahoma Sooner type guy. Cause
yeah.
The ran back then was more my style, like the option type.
Yeah.
Running back, you know, so I really watched those type of
things. Yeah, that Big 12 football back then. With yes. Nebraska and like Tommy Frazier.
Yeah, that was my idol.
Yeah, yeah. So that was up your alley there. So you really didn't grow up rooting for Kentucky or Louisville?
No.
Okay. Who does Wandale like? Does he, I mean, when you guys watch football now, do you just kind of watch the games? Or, I mean, do you guys kind of make sure to watch Kentucky on Saturday? Do you make sure to watch Louisville on Saturday? Or do you just watch whatever's on?
We just watch. Like, we really have no certainty that we root for. But he did grow up, like, as a Florida Gators fan, though.
Okay.
Because of Percy Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, is Florida interested? Have they shown some interest?
Players, huh?
Has Florida shown some interest?
No, not I know of.
Okay. Now, Wandale is what? Is he 5'6"?
No, he's probably, like, 5'8". He's reaching
5'8",
because I'm 5'8".
He's listed as
5'8". Listed as 5'8"? Okay. Well, I've got to say that I'm 5'9", then. I mean, I was there last night. I'm just saying, you know, I got to up mine on my driver's license there, get it up to 5'9". But with that size, obviously that you know, hurts him in recruiting. But what did he do in between his sophomore and junior years here to show Louisville, Kentucky, and Purdue that he's worth a scholarship?
Really just picked up a little more weight. Like, his physique is, like, kind of, for the kids of his age, are kind of like, he's bigger than a lot of kids of his age, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he picked up a lot of weight, and he got a lot of more, like, confidence. You know, the more you do something, the more confidence you get. Into playing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that that whole year, from this freshman year to the sophomore, between the sophomore and senior, he's real confident in what he can do.
Now, what about his speed? What is his, like, what is his fastest time that you're aware of?
So the fastest time that I've seen is 4.3.
4.3. Yeah. But there's something else about the way he moves, right? I mean, that's what attracts those colleges, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it.
He's got great lateral movement, and he can cut all the time without stopping.
Yeah. That was something. He doesn't necessarily remind me of Ryan Timmons. He's got a little bit of different style, but that was something that I was very impressed with Timmons, the former Franklin County star, was that
right.
he could go full speed and cut and not lose anything. And
right.
Wandale just has that natural cutting ability and that lateral, that side-to-side movement is fun to watch. Now, I got to tell you this, Mary Jo, I hadn't even told you this. So I'm at the game, and when you're a shooter and you're doing, you know, you're going to do these highlights for TV, well, I mean, when a ball comes past your way, and there's nothing better because you can get the ball in full frame. It's like you're looking at NFL films. I mean, that's what's going through your head. I got an NFL film shot right here. I mean, it's just going to be a great highlight. So I've got one of these, Jalen Youngblood, the Western Hills quarterback, throws one right at me, headed for Wandale. I've got this ball beautifully, but it's coming right at me. And as I go down to see where it's going to land and who's going to catch it, Wandale catches it at my feet, slides into my shins, and takes me down.
No!
I go head over heels to the ground. I mean, the place is packed, so everybody's looking at the end zone, and my big butt laying on all fours, gut hanging out, camera on the ground. But I turn the camera. I mean, it hurt, but I'm not dead. So I've got the camera, and I turn it to Wandale. I'm like, is it a touchdown? And he goes, I caught the ball. And the ref goes out of bounds. And I went, oh. So I get back in because of the momentum of the strike to my shins when I go toppling over, my thumb hits the record button off. So I didn't have the best part of it, which would have been great.
Well, because I know of what you speak, and in that situation, you know how much those cameras cost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to die, you will die, but you're not going to let that camera hit the ground.
Well, if I was just a few years younger, I would have gotten out of the way because my reaction time would be quicker. But my reaction time has slowed down, and so I wasn't quick enough to realize that it was on top of me. And because another camera guy standing next to me goes, I can't believe you stood in there. And I'm like, well, I didn't mean to. Usually I run because the camera is worth more than me in a lot of places. So, but, yeah, that was something else. Tell Wandale I'm doing fine. So that's how you know he was nice enough to go, are you okay? You know, a lot of kids, I had a kid step on me at the Sweet 16. I've still got like this little spot, this blood bruise on my ankle from almost a year ago. I mean, he just stepped right on my ankle and it nothing. You know, no concern for my well-being whatsoever.
Jeez, kids these days.
Wandale has been raised right, Dale.
Well, we're sure looking forward to what is still to come in his high school career, because it's every game. It's like, well, how many touchdowns is he going to have? Yeah. I mean, it's not will he score. It's how many times will he score? And as a dad, you got to be one proud papa and having a blast watching him. And I think the recruiting is only going to step up and maybe become a little bit more fun from here on out, I would think, right?
Yeah. I'm enjoying every bit of it, every minute. Like, I don't take none of it for granted.
Well, I do want to ask this, because I find it interesting that, okay, you and Roni played at Franklin County. Anthony played at Frankfort. Wandale's playing at Western Hills. So how did that come about? Did you guys kind of make a deal? Well, since we gave our talents to Franklin County, I feel like we got to spread the love to Frankfort and Western Hills, so Roni, you tell your boy you'll go to Frankfort, and I'll have mine at Western Hills, and everybody will get a little love in Frankfort.
No, actually, it kind of worked out. You know, at the time when he was growing up, like, that was the best possible, I mean, that was the best thing for him to do, like, going to west side of town.
Yeah.
You know, I really feel like that gave him the best possible chance to succeed as a student and as an athlete.
I got you. Well, we sure enjoy watching him, and we thank you for joining this morning. And hey, if you need to get fit, over in Frankfort, Dale's the man to call.
Exactly. Guru Fitness.
Say it one more time.
Guru Fitness.
Okay. Well, he's swole. Hey. He's living proof right there.
He's swole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I run my own fitness company.
Yeah. Well, you can tell.
Hey, so the funny part is, the whole conversation, he's been sitting here real quiet, not saying nothing.
Wandale hadn't said a word, huh?
Not said a word. He's right here.
So he really doesn't care if Dan got hurt.
Hey, well, thank you all so much. We appreciate it. Tell Wandale we sure enjoy watching him. Best of luck to you all.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Dale thank Robinson you. There. Heck, if I'd have known that Wandale was sitting there, I'd have probably told Dale, hey, can you put Wandale on the phone? Just for a minute. I'm sure here in the future on this show, we will have Wandale on with us as well to talk a little bit. So, all right, we got to take a break. And then, Hal, if you're out there still listening, you can give us a shout back and we'll take a call next year on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dan, everyone knows Courtesy is the best place to buy a car.
That's right. It's also the best place to sell your car. We want to buy your vehicle, no matter what make, model, or condition. Just bring the car to Courtesy and we'll beat any written offer by $300.
Selling your car at Courtesy is easy. Bring us your car, we'll appraise it, make you an offer, and cut you a check right on the spot.
Turn your car into cash at Courtesy.
Visit us on Nicholsville Road next to the Fayette Mall or CourtesyOnWheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet.
This is our point of view. Don't just build an SUV. Build the SUV you want to drive. Build the new 2017 Acura MDX. Give it room for up to 7 passengers. An integrated dynamic system with 3 unique drive modes. And safety features that see what you might miss. Standard. The new 2017 Acura MDX. Acura. Precision-crafted performance.
Lease a 2017 Acura RDX as low as $299 a month at Courtesy Acura or CourtesyAcura.com.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, we promised Hal we would take his call at this time, and we're going to do that. Hal, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Mary Joe. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about the South Carolina-Kentucky game earlier. Touched on it. Did you give your picks?
Oh, not yet. Uh-uh. But I think I was pretty clear when I said my confidence level was zero. So I just don't see him winning today. But I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. I just don't feel like it's a good.
Well, that you know where you say I don't feel like it's a good day for us. I mean, Kentucky fans, we've got to stop being so apprehensive about calling for us to win these big games in the SEC. You know, I guess our history kind of lends itself to that. But I think if we've not turned the corner, we're close. South Carolina, just because they play Sandstorm to open the game, I hear it's amazing and all in the stadium. And as they say, oh, it's a great atmosphere, and it may be. And that when they play that song and the Sandstorm game talk goes off all the time. I hate hearing that game talk. Oh my gosh, it rates on your nerves.
It's not that I'm down on the team and like the history is saying to me I'm not going to get fooled again about picking Kentucky and being optimistic. I just the situation with it being South Carolina's home opener and how South Carolina has played those first two games and it being a blackout and a sellout.
Yeah.
And that nighttime game there and all that, plus Jordan Jones being out. I just feel all that together, it makes it awful lot to overcome for Kentucky. Like, I think Kentucky has a better chance against Florida. I like their chance against Florida next week at home because it's a home game.
Yeah.
And Florida's going to be coming off the Tennessee game. And
Kentucky's we may been have close. Jordan Jones back.
Yes, and Kentucky's been close to beating Florida a couple times here in the last few years. So it's not that. I mean, that's a big game. It's probably as big of a win as South Carolina would be, if not bigger. It ends the streak.
Yeah, it would be bigger.
So that's just my take, is that the situation today does not set up well for Kentucky, in my opinion.
Yeah, not a good spot. Yeah, before the season, I looked at the magazine, and I put the wins, the 8 for us. Southern Miss, EKU, Florida, Eastern Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt. Of course, Mississippi State's going to be tough. Anyway, I'm thinking about switching those South Carolina, Florida now. I'm kind of leaning towards winning today and losing next week. I'd see what's up. Florida, I don't know what they're going to do today.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they play.
Off the bye, they've got to. You think they beat Tennessee? I'm not.
Well, they had to deal with
so badly, though, too.
They had to deal with a hurricane. You know, I mean, so many of the kids are from Florida, so they've been dealing with stuff.
That's what somebody said, like, that you have the week off, but you also the distractions factor in.
Yeah, you've been less focused on football.
Kentucky 6-1 against the spread, the last 7 in the conference. They're 4-1 against the spread, last 5 on the road.
Who is?
Kentucky, and 4-1 against the spread, last 5 versus South Carolina. There's some positives. I think we'll cover the spread. I think I saw 7. I don't know.
I've seen it fluctuate from 6 to 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if it goes to 5.5, I like it better than 6.5.
But, Mary Jo, what about Diggs? Vikings found somebody in a receiver in Diggs, apparently.
Well, yeah, I thought he was good last year, and then we just kind of fell apart. But I love Diggs, and Adam Thielen is not athletically gifted. He's not some sort of special crazy talent, but he catches everything. He just doesn't drop passes. He catches everything, and that's what I love about him.
He sure does.
Yeah.
And Dalvin Cook's my new boyfriend.
The Florida State running back, don't they?
Yeah, Dalvin Cook. He looked every bit.
That team looks good.
Yeah, every bit the part of what we
need. They got a big game tomorrow, right?
Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh, that's that's in Pittsburgh, isn't it?
It is. I'm not.
Going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm not super hopeful.
I mean, no, I might have to adopt Minnesota this year because Chicago, that ain't happening.
We'll take you. We'll take all comers, Dan.
Well, I'm a Bengals fan.
Oh, Lord. Jump off now. Jump off the ship.
we fired the offensive coordinator, which is a good sign. I mean, they have so much trouble making a change. They at least pulled the trigger on that. So I think there's hope.
I think.
Well, there's weapons. I mean, you've got good running back, good receivers, good tight end, good quarterback sometimes. But he's shown the ability to be a good quarterback. The offensive line is a little different than it was.
Something wasn't even smelling right. They almost like they were quitting on the offensive coordinator or Lewis. Something wasn't smelling right at all about the start.
Well,
they stink. That's the smell of it.
I kind of think, and I'm not a big advocate of just firing people, especially a couple games in. But Marvin Lewis has had ample time there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had plenty of time there. Like 13 years or something like that, right? I mean, he's been there a long time. Yeah. It just might be time to inject some new. I bet they wish they still had Mike Zimmer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we miss him. Well, anyway, y'all enjoy the day and some big games today.
Some fun ones.
Too bad that Clemson-Louisville game's the same time as the Kentucky game.
Yeah, I know.
Just need a split-screen TV. But, All right, good talking to you.
All right, thanks, Al.
All right, bye.
I will get more in-depth on UK-South Carolina next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
A dining experience unlike any other, Gray's provides a fun, relaxed, casual environment serving global comfort food that is freshly made and organic. With its ever-changing chalkboard menu, you'll find a new and exciting meal every time you visit. Gray's can be found in Lexington at 207 South Limestone and in Winchester at 150 Combs Ferry Road. Reservations are suggested and can be made by calling the Lexington location at 859-309-9686 or the Winchester location at 859-745-0990. Gray's is open during dinner hours only.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Clare. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Clare at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites. Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever senior LPGA championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimac can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now,
Here are Dan Reaver and Mary Jo Perino.
What is this song? I've heard this. What is it? Rainbow in the Dark?
Now you got me. I have no idea.
Is this Ronnie James Dio? It is Ronnie James Dio, yeah!
How would you even know who that is?
Dio? You don't know Dio?
I've never heard, no. I know Devo.
Ronnie James Dio was the lead singer for, prior to becoming just Dio. Iron Maiden? No. Is it? It's not Iron Maiden, is it?
His name is just Dio? Like that's...
Like hardcore metal fans are so mad at me right now for not knowing.
Sabbath.
Who?
Black Sabbath.
No. That's Ozzy Osbourne. Black Sabbath. Don't trust the internet, Brad.
Even I knew Black Sabbath was Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. I mean, there was another incarnation of Black Sabbath in which Dio sang for them for a while, but he was not. Who is Iron Maiden's lead singer? Was that... Dio's dead, by the way. I'm pretty sure Ronnie James Dio died. He is not known... He was in a band first. That's how he gained his fame. Then he went out on his own. Anyway.
He was in Black Sabbath before.
Yeah, Black Sabbath is really all that I see up here.
Yeah, because it says in 1982, disagreements originating over the mixing of Black Sabbath's Live Evil resulted in the departure of Ronnie James Dio.
All right.
Elf. Is that one? White Snake? He was in White Snake, maybe?
No. David Coverdale.
I know. But he's a guitar player, too,
but
right?
But he's a singer, too. Holy Diva! What inspired you, Brad, to play Dio? I mean, it's fine by me. I like that, but...
I mean, we're just playing hard rock songs and stuff like that for game day, so...
But Dio is in the system?
Yeah.
On what station does Dio air?
Classic Rock. I think he's got two or three songs on there, actually.
Classic Rock 92.1 plays Dio. How about that?
I've literally never even heard of the guy.
Well, a sad day. Kentucky native Harry Dean Stanton, dead at age 91 in Los Angeles. His most recent film is about to be released. Of course, he was in... Let's see, Twin Peaks. Remember that when it was big? He was in that. That show on HBO, Big Love. Did you watch that at all?
I watched a few episodes.
He was the Mormon polygamist, like the head of the polygamist community. So he was top dad, I guess you'd call it, whatever, you know, had eight wives or whatever. But he was, that show was so crazy.
See, I remember him from the dad in Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
He had a gambling problem.
Okay, so Kyle Tucker tells me that Dio was Elf in Elf, Rainbow, Heaven and Hell, and Black Sabbath. So I had no idea that he was in
and
Black
I
Sabbath.
And I don't know who any of those bands are.
Yeah. Well, Black Sabbath. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But... Harry Dean Stanton, he went to Lafayette and UK. He performed at the Guggenheim Theater.
Brad actually found Harry Dean Stanton doing a cover of Tennessee Whiskey and played it for me this morning.
Really?
But instead we chose to play Dio.
Well, he, Navy veteran of World War II was Harry Dean Stanton. What did you think he... What was his role in the Navy, do you think? Just guessing.
Oh, I don't know.
He was a cook.
Hmm.
He was a cook aboard the landing ship tank USS LST 970 during the Battle of Okinawa.
Dang.
Yeah. Now, of course, we here in Lexington have the Harry Dean Stanton Film Festival. They play his films at the Kentucky Theater and... There's a day of celebrating Harry Dean Stanton's work and the man. And so now he is gone at age 91. Some of his friends, he was big buds with Jack Nicholson and Hunter S. Thompson, another Kentuckian.
Mm-hmm.
So All right, on to South Carolina and Kentucky. As we mentioned, the game's a sellout. It's a blackout. It's the home opener. UK seniors trying to go undefeated against South Carolina, and you know South Carolina seniors are like, we can't go out like this, man. But here is kind of a little bit of what has made South Carolina off to such a good start.
You've got to start with special teams.
And Debo Samuel. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, Debo is 2 kickoff return touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, a rushing touchdown. He has accounted for 5 of South Carolina's 9 touchdowns this season. They've scored 9 times. He's got 5 of them, touchdowns. So he has helped them average. They average 43.5 yards per kickoff return.
That's insane.
Well, that's bloated by two games.
90-yard
kickoff returns by Debo. But so it's a little misleading, but still.
By the way, if you go to ESPN now, South Carolina is only a 4.5-point favorite.
Really?
The line you said you liked 5.5.
I mean, I like 4.5 for South Carolina. You know what I mean?
But they also only give Kentucky an 18% chance of winning.
I mean, I see South Carolina winning by a touchdown in this game. It just feels that way. 4.5, wow. Don't tempt me. Money, stay in my pocket. Stay in my pocket, money. No, but the other thing that's interesting about South Carolina is you look at the numbers offensively, because you talk about their defense, Will Muschamp's defense and all that stuff. That's what he's known for. Well, they've been outgained, South Carolina has, by Missouri and NC State. Both games, their opponents have more total yards. Well, here's where that's misleading, is because in the red zone, South Carolina has held opponents to 4 touchdowns and 9 red zone trips and 1 field goal. So you get down to their 20-yard line 9 times, they only let you in 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hold you to a field goal once. So there's 4 other times you get nada, nothing. The other big thing for South Carolina has scored 66 total points this season. 66 points all season. 28 of those off turnovers. That's big right there. Special teams, Debo Samuel. Red zone defense, turnovers. Kentucky has taken care of the ball, +4 through the first 2 games. Huge turnaround. No turnovers from Kentucky, big time. Score in the red zone. Find a way to get in. And I like Kentucky's red zone chances because of Benny Snell, who says, bruised ribs, no big deal. I'm 100%.
As long as we're not running the Wildcat.
No. Well,
at least not the way we've been running it.
Not the way we've been running it. Because, I mean, that leads to another discussion altogether. Because of Lynn Bowden. See, they haven't had a chance.
So now we're in game number 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still waiting to see
the legend of Lynn Bowden.
Lynn Bowden. So, I mean, you'd have to hope at some point that he's going to get an opportunity.
It might be this game because he's perfect for the Wildcat because he played quarterback all through high school. So he could throw out of it. He's a threat to run. He's a threat to throw. He's a threat in that spot. So I wouldn't mind seeing it that way. But the Wildcat, good grief, if South Carolina hasn't figured it out by now. I mean, if Eddie Grand's able to dial up the Wildcat for 8 straight plays and drive it down the field for a score, I will be flabbergasted. I mean, and Will Muschamp will be too.
Yeah.
Will Muschamp's veins in his head will just pop straight out. I mean, that man has the meanest face when he gets mad. Those teeth are gritting, the veins, I mean, the head is red.
The head is red.
But that's how they've been getting it done there. So Kentucky running the ball in the red zone, I think, helps them against South Carolina. Because South Carolina, the defense, like I said, they've been outgained. Well, they're allowing 3.7 yards per carry rushing and 133 yards per game.
So they're not. Kentucky's given up 58 yards rushing per game. Now, again, competition a little bit different. I think we can say that.
Yeah.
But like total yards allowed. South Carolina's letting 463 some yards per game. Kentucky's given up 340.
Right.
I mean, that's 120 more yards.
There is a difference in competition, no doubt. But the fact that South Carolina is not particularly strong against the run and Kentucky is strong. I mean, Kentucky averages nearly 4 yards a carry and 142 yards a game. Again, competition. But, you know, that part, I think it can be a win for Kentucky. Now, on the other side, South Carolina is not particularly good at running the ball either. Like, they average 3.3 yards a carry running the ball, 101 yards a game. So, Kentucky, you said 58.5 yards a game, only giving up 2 yards a carry. How much will Jordan Jones affect that? Eli Brown coming in for him. But Kentucky's run defense and Kentucky's rushing offense, I think, could be key to this game because Jake Bentley, their quarterback at South Carolina, if they can't run the ball, it's going to be harder for him. You know, he's going to have to rely on that. And they've been balanced, has South Carolina. 57 run plays, 61 pass plays this season. So they like to stay balanced. But
their leading rusher on the season
is
78 yards.
Yeah.
This season.
Yeah.
So that's in two games, you know.
If you shut that run game down and make them one-dimensional.
But this has got to be the game then where, I mean, our secondary has struggled through the first two games, truly.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been a strength of the defense.
Right.
So this might be that game where Derek Beatty, Mike Edwards, Chris Westry, those guys have got to take it upon themselves and say, we're not going to let it happen. Yeah, I mean, the more I feel like we're almost talking ourselves into really giving Kentucky a chance to win this game.
Well, I'm not going to say they don't have a chance. I'm just my confidence level is low for it. But there are things you can point to and say, here's how they could win this game. I think
they cannot turn the ball over. I think you're right. I think that's number one.
Yeah. Turnovers. And then I think Eli Brown's play is going to be big, too, because Jordan Jones is a sideline to sideline beast. He covers ground quickly. He reads things well, and he gets there in a hurry. Not that Eli Brown doesn't, but he is not the same player. He's just not. Courtney Love has played well. Of course, Josh Allen and Denzel Ware have been good. The defensive line has been good. But can Eli Brown rise to the challenge today? And then, you know, when Eli needs a breather, we're talking Boogie Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he hasn't had a ton of, you know, time. Now, Eli, if you remember last year, Tennessee, Jordan Jones didn't play against Tennessee, and Eli came in his place and played and had four tackles. So, I mean, Eli played in all 12 games last year. He had a big game against Alabama. He had a career-high 7 tackles against Alabama. I mean, that was against Alabama. So he's shown he can do it. It's going to be a tough environment down there. And of course, That special teams penalty he had against EKU, I mean, I don't really hold that again. I don't think that's indicative of how he's going to play linebacker in this game. So we'll see. I think that's big. That'll be something to watch.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, 3-1, 13-13. If you want to get in here and talk about the Cats against the Gamecocks, we can do it. And I do want to go over some high school football. We got to do that. It's Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There's some big things that happened last night. At least, you know, touch on them a little bit. And we'll do it here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I used to spend my nights out in the bar room. The liquor was the only love I'd known.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
They're giving $10,000.
Yes, they are.
To a student because a football player runs a kickback for a touchdown.
Every single time something happens, I got to hear one of you guys just, oh, my God.
$10,000 to a student off an athlete's back.
Come on. It's not that big a deal.
At this point, I think more than a few people are finally looking at it and saying,
whatever.
Some of the stipulations, okay, you can say whatever if you want to.
You ask my opinion on it.
Right.
Okay, I'm giving you my opinion on it.
Mike and Mike on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid to participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
Plan a fun day of golf and support children in need on Friday, September 22nd at the Golf Club of the Bluegrass. It's the 35th annual Golf Scramble for Children, benefiting the Kentucky United Methodist Home for Children and Youth. For over 145 years, the Kentucky United Methodist Homes for Children and Youth have served young people as an orphanage and now offer care to children with histories of abuse, neglect, and family trauma. Play golf and support Kentucky children by providing school supplies, medical needs, clothing, food, and much more. Entry fee $80 per person and includes golf cart, green fees for 18 holes, breakfast, and lunch, courtesy of Outback Steakhouse. There'll be exciting contests, door prizes, and even a chance to win a new car. So please support Kentucky Children and register today at kyumh.org and select Nicholasville Golf from the Events tab or call 859-873-4481. That's 859-873-4481. 81.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. To help keep your bill low, set your thermostat at as high a temperature as comfortably possible and ensure humidity control if needed. The smaller the difference between the indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall bill will be. And if you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live.
Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Let's get into some high school football, Mary Jo. Some big takeaways from yesterday. We're actually going to have to start in Louisville.
You start there, Dan. Let's go.
Trinity took on Champagnat. I mean, somebody tell me, how do you say that?
I don't.
It's Champagne without the E at the end and an AT at the other. And it's Catholic related. And I'm not Catholic at all. So I just don't have any. Champagne yet?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Whatever. Hialeah, Florida team. So that was probably a big team, you know, great team that comes up here, travels to Louisville, faces Trinity, and Trinity's quarterback, Nick Bone, 35 of 40, 414 yards and four touchdowns, 28-7, Trinity wins. Jason Frakes for the Courier-Journal, their high school sports beat writer. He tweeted, "I've covered high school football on and off for 23 years in Kentucky and Florida. Never seen a quicker player than Rondale Moore.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that this morning.
Wow.
And that says a lot. I mean,
that
does.
It sure does. It absolutely does. Then, a bit of a surprise. Newport Central Catholic, known as a traditional power, but not this year, not necessarily. They go and end Christian Academy of Louisville's 18-game win streak, beat them 20-15. Cal, of course, won a state championship, their first ever in school history, last year.
Yes.
That was big. Another big game. Danville goes up to Louisville, takes on Wagner in a wild game. This thing, I just able to follow a little bit of it on Twitter for people who went. Wild back-and-forth thing. Danville wins 49-46.
Wow.
And the kid Jaleel Warren, there was a tweet I saw of a play. He had this phenomenal one-handed catch. Danville is for real. Danville's in that classification with Cal. That classification is loaded. You got Danville in there. You got Christian Academy of Louisville. You got LCA in there. Somerset's good. There's another one I'm missing.
Who did we have on the other week that was telling us?
Danville's head coach. We talked to him. Telling us how good Danville was. No, I don't know.
No. Maybe so. Maybe Clay Clevenger did mention he had a good team. No, but the Danville is every bit as good as any team in a bigger class. But they got a special thing going on.
Boyle County went up to Collins and thumped them. An impressive win for Boyle County. Again, that score 45-17 for Boyle. Anderson County took it to Franklin County. I went to that game, 46-13. Anderson won. Just going through here, Belfry and Pikeville, 56-13. Belfry wins up there. Bourbon County got a big win at Rowan County, 12-7. Bowling Green stomped Warren Central, 47-0. Some other scores here. Casey County keeps it rolling, 36-0 over Jefferson Town. I mean, my boy Steve Stonebreaker went over there, took over. They had their best year in school history last year, and they just continue to roll. Covecath, maybe. I mean, Trinity's definitely the best team in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Covecath might be number two. Any class. They are strong. Covecath beat Beechwood at Beechwood, 45-9. Mentioned Danville's win at Wagner.
Did Phelps win? Since we had David Jones on last week, and I believe they're 3-0, is that right?
Yes, I don't see them in the winners' column. They might have been off. I can look at it quickly here, but
I'll let you go. I was just curious.
Let me get to the alphabetical listing of scores here. I got home too late last night to spend an hour and a half, you know, putting it all together. DeSales beat Fern Creek. That's a big win for DeSales, 21-13. Manuel beating Ballard. That's also, I thought Ballard was maybe the class up there. And Manuel, 20-19 over Ballard. E-Town just rolling, 42-7. E-Town's good. They look pretty good. Douglas, a win over Madison Central. Douglas, I think I said it last week. I think they're probably going to wind up being city champs when it's all said and done. Because Tate's Creek appears to be the second best team in the city. And Douglas handed Tate's Creek its only loss. Both those schools 3-1 so far this season. GRC, Dr. Oliver Lucas is the new coach there. Before he arrived, their combined record the previous 2 years, 1-21. They've already got 3 wins this season, 3-2. They beat Grant County last night, 47-14. Hopkinsville, a winner at Paducah, or versus Paducah Tillman, 16-9 out west. Catholic went up to Highlands and won. Damian Jones, their running back, ran for like over 200 yards. A big win to go up to Highlands and get that game. LCA, no problem with Walton Verona, 48-13. Lincoln County, this was a big win for them. Lincoln County beat Mercer County, 49-41. That game, Mercer County had a crazy double reverse flea flicker. I mean, they run the reverse, they run it back the other way. He flips it back to the quarterback. The quarterback for Mercer is Gunnar Gillis. He throws a bomb to NKU basketball commit Travon Faulkner for the touchdown. Wild play. That was great. But Mercer County loses that game 49-41. Madison Southern, big, big win for them. They took on Southwestern, won that game 23-20 in Berea. That's a big win for Southern, no doubt about it. Male, no problem against Western, 54-12. Mayfield over Graves County, 45-31, again out west. I mean, there's a lot of good teams out west. I'm going to mention this because Middlesboro, one of my buddies is the head coach there, Zach Massengill, and he's had a tough time getting them going. He beat Pineville right there, you know, and I don't like Pineville because that was our rival growing up at Williamsburg. So 46-20, congrats Middlesboro with the big win over Pineville. They sure weren't singing Cabin on the Hill on that night, were they? Montgomery County, Fleming County. This game was wild. Montgomery County is really good this year. Montgomery County, every now and again, jumps up, has a good year. This is one of them. 61-28 over Fleming County. There was an insane play, which you go to foxlexington.com, click on High School Sports Extra, you'll find it in the plays of the week. This thing, so Fleming County's quarterback throws a deep ball, receivers open, going. He gets to the 5-yard line, running away. And a kid from Montgomery County grabs him and gets a hold of the ball and rips it out. And the ball goes bouncing around. And this kid from Montgomery County picks it up and goes 90 yards to return it for a touchdown. So you're going in, and then it goes the other way.
Wow.
For a touchdown. It was pretty impressive. So Montgomery County, 61-28 winners over Fleming County. Mentioned the big win for Newport Central Catholic over Christian Academy Louisville. Paintsville beat my boys. Williamsburg went up there, and they lost 53-21. Paintsville's good. Williamsburg's good, too, but not as good as Paintsville. Pulaski County does not lose its fourth straight game, which Allen County Scottsville came in undefeated, was a concern, but Pulaski County wins at home, 36-20 over Allen County Scottsville. Rockcastle County, still looking good, 42-13 winners. Somerset, huge win. North Laurel is a strong team, runs the ball hard, good team. Coached by Tom Larkey's son. Tom Larkey picked up win number 300 in his career last week. His son is at North Laurel as the head coach, and he's gotten them to be competitive in football, to be a strong football team there. That program is good under him. And Somerset has been outstanding. But this, they're going up in class, so it says something about Somerset to be able to win over North Laurel 16-14. It's a good win for them. And Somerset only lost to Beechwood 7-0. So, I mean, look out. And, by the way, in that district is LCA and Danville. Same district!
That's crazy.
It is. South Warren, Chuck Smith's boy over there, still getting it done. 49-0 over Grayson County. I mean, they're still strong. Again, South Warren's quarterback, remember, is Steve Spurrier's grandson. St. X, no trouble against Louisville Central, 42-7. Tate's Creek, 38-8 winners over Bryan Station. I mentioned they may be the second-best team in the city behind Douglas. And then Wayne County got back on track, 47-14 over Harlan County. West Jessamine, break up the band, folks. 4 wins in a row for West Jessamine. The Colts got it going in Nicholasville, 41-19 winners over Nelson County. We talked to Wandale Robinson's dad earlier, Western Hills. Wandale Robinson had three touchdowns, 41-14 winners over Frankfort. Whitley County took down Dudley Hilton's Bell County Bobcats 28-6. That was not on Log Mountain, however. That was in Whitley County. I'm missing a game. Missing a couple games. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Scott County went up to LaSalle and played Cincinnati's LaSalle High School. Played them pretty well, but lost 28-14. And then Lafayette went up and played Archbishop Moeller in Cincinnati. It didn't go as well for Lafayette. 55-6. Moeller wins that game. So there you go. I think I've wrapped it all up there. There's your high school report.
Were there any Lexington games?
Yeah, Bryan Station and Tate's Creek, Madison Central and Douglas, Walton Verona and LCA.
Oh, okay.
Those were the three games in town.
I was saying.
You clearly weren't listening.
No, I wasn't listening to see if I didn't hear like a city versus city team.
Station.
That's
and Creek.
What I was saying. That was the only one.
And Station, they're going through some rough. The schedule doesn't help Station.
Yeah.
I mean, they come out and they played Lafayette right out of the gates. They played, I think, Simon Kenton, which is a really good team. And then they played Belfry. And so Tate's Creek's got it rolling. Bryan Station can move the ball. They just can't get it in the end zone. So they'll be fine. Jalen Burbage is a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That this year won't be their year, but, they could still turn things and get it moving in the right direction. But, Douglas High School opened and kids had the option of going there that lived in the district, and some of those kids were
really good. Yeah,
yeah, going to be playing for Bryan Station this year, and so that hurts. It's hard to adjust to that, and but Tate's Creek, they've got Antoine Sims has got them playing really well. It's coming together for them. But Douglas, first year.
That's how you know Danville's so good, right? They beat him 36-0.
Right. I'm super impressed with Danville. It's just outside of 6A, I think 2A might be the most competitive. Well, it might be more competitive than 6A because Trinity's, It's Trinity's. In 2A, I'm missing a team. I can't remember. Well, I'll just go to 2A. Right before we go to the break, I just want to say who it is in 2A. It's number one, it's Christian Academy Louisville. That's number one. Mayfield. Mayfield. Christian Academy of Louisville, the defending state champs, just ended their 18-game win streak. You got Mayfield. You got Danville. You got LCA. You got DeSales in there at 4-0. And you got Somerset, too. You got Newport Central Catholic. That's seven teams that could win the state title. Seven.
Yeah, you don't have that in 6A. No.
All right, we'll take a break and get back to UK, South Carolina. More to talk about there on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Victoriously, ride rough, ride tough, MLS, Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for,
but most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs
that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, we just talked about this. Rick Pitino. I mean, if you're not watching game day, I mean, if you're listening to us, you're most likely in your car, I would think. So you're not watching game day. So Rick Pitino is the guest picker, and Maria Taylor, the talented reporter on College Game Day for ESPN and the SEC Network,
is like walking down with him.
Yeah,
right.
And escorts him. Yeah,
and he's wearing like a super fitted football jersey, which looks ridiculous.
And then why would you pick?
Is there no one with a tie to Louisville? Or the city?
I mean, they've got every building has someone. This celebrity is Louisville, and this celebrity is Louisville, and this celebrity is Louisville.
I mean, it's just.
And you're going to have him?
I was telling you, if game day ever came to Kentucky again, I would be disappointed if Cal was the picker. And yeah, right. He might be the most famous person around here, but he's the basketball coach,
right.
So it's not like going out on a limb to get him.
Right. Get somebody, like, you could go Josh Hopkins, you could go Steve Zahn. Louisville could have gone all kinds of
ways.
You said Papa John could have had him.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of different people.
You know, it never really occurred to me. You know, the KFC Yum brands, that's Pizza Hut, right? Isn't KFC Yum brands include Pizza Hut? And so their basketball arena is Pizza Hut, doesn't call it that, and their football stadium is Papa John's. Of course, we can't say anything because, you know, Kentucky plays at Kroger Field.
It's such a letdown.
You couldn't get Jennifer Lawrence, who is most likely the biggest star at this moment from Louisville, but she was busy, I don't know, getting in a bar fight in Budapest, I guess we heard this morning the report. So
probably because someone watched that movie. I went to see Mother and it was terrible.
And it was a mother.
yeah but Louisville's a big, you know, they're
right.
They've got someone else, surely.
They do. You would think. I mean, who would you go with? But you said Papa John. Who am I missing here? I mean, they've got bigger names, bigger. I don't know.
Did they have Leila Ali last year?
Mm-hmm. I just would not have. Good grief. The PGA champion.
Justin Thomas.
Yes, Justin Thomas. He might be playing in a tournament this weekend, I guess.
No, that'd be a great one.
Would be an awesome pick. Well.
Tom Cruise was raised in Louisville.
Johnny Depp. Could have got Johnny Depp. Well, I wouldn't have taken Pitino.
What if they had Harry Dean Stanton planned?
Oh. No, you don't live long yet.
Sorry, too soon.
Yes, too soon. Too soon, Mary Jo. Just horrible person. But Patino, that is so typical dumb Louisville. I mean, they just do not have a sense of self-awareness.
No, oh no, 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 no.
They just like to act as if nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. Let's just, this game, 4 o'clock, Purdue at Missouri. That's one of the games I'm going to be flipping back and forth. Because of the Brahms, I'm interested in Purdue now.
And I thought they played Louisville pretty tough.
Yeah, they did. Well, yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. I was interested in Purdue.
Wow, so why is Missouri a 7-point favorite?
It's at Missouri.
I understand that, Dan.
Well, Purdue's been a car fire for 3 years. I mean,
we fired our defensive coordinator this week.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. And I graduated with him. He went to school with me.
Yeah, Purdue's probably going in there and winning that game. I would, if I was a betting man.
Well, I'd definitely take Purdue in the points.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I like, and then I like watching Elijah Sindelar. I like seeing him.
Look at the two celebrity pickers they've had so far this year.
Sam Hunt and Eddie George. And here's Rick Pitino.
Oh, my gosh.
They could have gotten Jeff Ruby.
And Jeff Ruby brought them food.
Did he really?
Yeah. He tweeted yesterday, I hope you guys are hungry because you'll never have food as good as what you're getting on set tomorrow.
No.
Look at how ridiculous he looks in that jersey, Dan, in Lamar Jackson's
he does look
tight
ridiculous.
Jersey.
He looks ridiculous. I mean, just... No self-awareness.
Will someone hold up that Katina Powell sign right now behind him?
You heard what he said yesterday, right? You heard what he said yesterday, that while he was at Kentucky, while he was the coach here at Kentucky, he said he had 7 players tell him they were coming to play for him at Kentucky and instead went straight from high school to the pros. KSR's Tyler Thompson fact-checked it. There were 4 players in all of the NBA during Rick Pitino's time at Kentucky that went straight from high school to the pros.
Yeah.
Not just like players
just
who were
ones...
going to go to Kentucky
yeah.
and instead went pro.
Period.
Like Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady.
Kevin Garnett, probably.
No.
No.
Ah. Fact is, 4.
Yeah.
He said 7.
That were coming to Kentucky.
Yeah. No, Kevin Garnett played at Texas.
No, Kevin Garnett went straight to the league. You're thinking of Durant, Kevin Durant.
Durant. Garnett was, no, that wasn't his. Jermaine O'Neal for the Pacers. It was another one. But anyway. I mean, it's not even 7. I just make stuff up. Just make stuff up.
I mean, they're also, they're like you said, they're in the middle of trying to find out if that championship banner is going to be taken down.
Right. This is still fresh.
For a scandal.
It's still fresh. Oh, he looks so ridiculous. I mean, that jersey is hugging him.
I know.
Does he think he has a great body for this? You have to know your limitations. I mean, come out with a... Oh, my God. Let's go to a break. Let's get back to Kentucky, South Carolina. Let's take our final break here, and we'll wrap up and give our a few more takes here on Kentucky, South Carolina.
Hot takes.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. Sports Radio 1300.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people wake up and life is perfect. Before the day is over, thousands are injured or killed in a car crash. An on-the-job injury devastates a family's financial security. A medical mistake results in lifelong injuries or even death. And then you face one of the most important decisions of your life. Who will represent me in my hour of need? Most disturbing is this decision is made in days with little or no research or knowledge. Is the firm I'm hiring a jewel or a joke? What is their reputation like? And do they ever go to court? Do they need money just to keep their own lights on? And do they have the money to fight for me toe-to-toe? Don't make this decision based on an ad. Make it based on facts and a long-term proven track record. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, we are, I mean to do this every week, but Brad is evolving.
Is this Foreigner?
I believe it is.
He's not evolving. He's devolving.
Well, no, he was evolving with the music where it's going toward rock. But then it's rock from decades ago. So, I would like current music, like a mix, you know? But we can't ask Brad to do everything. he does an excellent job. We just can't ask him to do everything. So, Lynn.
So, what do you think happens today? I gotta know. I'm dying to know, Dan. What do you think? So that I can text you later and be like, you were so wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I think Kentucky plays good enough to be within a score in the fourth quarter. And what all that means, I don't know. But I think they play good enough to be, I think Eddie Grand lets it out. You know, they're not holding anything back. I think Lynn Bowden, because Stephen Johnson said this week, they had plays to run specifically designed for Bowden that didn't happen because he got ejected.
Yeah.
And Johnson said they have so many plays for Bowden that he can't wait to see what he can do against South Carolina. So there's no doubt they're going to give him some opportunities. Will it be in the Wildcat? Will it be a trick play? Yeah. You know, something like that. I hear people say, well, you don't want to put that kind of pressure on a freshman. If he's a football player, he said this week, I feel no pressure. If you're a football player, it's like that. You know, it's not like you're scared of the moment. Like some players, I guess it does.
I think it's different also if you're in there as the quarterback versus you're in there.
Well, if you are a quarterback, it's different in mentality-wise also.
Yeah.
I don't think Lynn Bowden, when he says he doesn't feel any pressure, I believe that.
I believe he's been chomping at the bit now. Now he's just like, let me play.
Yeah.
So you think in the fourth quarter it's going to be tighter than a football jersey on Rick Pitino?
That is a great new analogy. That is a great new analogy. Tighter than a football jersey on Rick Pitino. Oh, thank you, Rick. It's ridiculous. This is going to be all over social media today, everywhere. They're going to have close-ups. I guarantee you, this TV we have doesn't have the best resolution. I guarantee when we see this in high def, Mary Jo, you'll be able to see Rick Pitino's nipple show for that black nipple. I guarantee it. So I anticipate Lynn Bowden being involved. I anticipate Steven Johnson being able to play his game, being able to throw it some. I don't know that we'll see Blake Bone show up again. I think Kaywon Ross is going to be targeted some. I think Benny Snell will do okay. I don't know that he goes for 100 yards. I mean, if he tries to go to the Wildcat, even after Eddie Grant said, maybe tongue-in-cheek, that he'd never run it again, and some years it's good, some years it's bad, I don't know. But, you know, that offensive line is so important to this. I don't know. I think they'll play well. I don't think they'll play like they did against Southern Miss, and then it, you know, I don't think they'll be blown out by 3 scores.
They'll play better, but I don't see a win.
No, I don't either. I don't see that either. But we still haven't seen everything. They're hard to read. Hard to read this team. So this will be telling.
Yeah.
This will be big.
Yep.
They got to take a step forward, and the offensive line has to play better. There's no doubt about it. Together, like. There's something off there.
And the secondary, I think, has a chance to show why they were a heralded group today.
Well, whatever happens, we're going to discuss it right here tomorrow morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, 9 to 11 a.m. here on
ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. Have a great day. Go Cats.